Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, guys and gals, this is your favorite radio voice guy, and now for America's number one tech socialite and her very own real-life rocket scientist, yes, he is a scholar and a gentleman, it's time for Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. They talk everything from nanotech to blogging, making technology palatable for everyday people. Ladies and gents, let's hear it for them. Yeah!
Pipe it up.
Yeah!
Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
we are
hey,
back in the building, and it is Juarez. It is I, Juarez Jackson in the flesh, and it is Cairo Queen, and it is Taste of Technology.
It
and we're
going to
give you some information today that you might not have heard about, because we are talking about a very serious subject, and that is the law. And before we get into the law, we usually kick it off with those who have not listened to us. It's your host, Juarez Jackson and Cairo Queen with the Taste of Technology, where we, what do, Cairo?
We make technology palatable for everyday people. We give you a little bit of this and a little bit of that of technology. Just like our famous announcer guy said, we talk about everything from nanotech to blogging. So, I mean, we talk about virtual reality, social media, blogging. We'll talk about spaceships. We can talk about anything. We talk about everything that has anything to do with technology. Why? Because it's a never-ending smorgasbord of information that they're not even really giving to people in the mainstream. So we're here
Absolutely.
To give you a little bit of that.
Pipe it up.
And I'm Cairo Queen, by the way,
yeah.
a tech socialite. While he's a rocket scientist, I kid you not, he really is a rocket scientist in the flesh. Ladies and gentlemen,
scholar
he's
and
a scholar
gentleman.
And a gentleman.
So let me tell you. So I right now am standing in Atlanta. That's why I'm so happy. And I went out and I went to Stockbridge, and they're having an every Tuesday, a very nice event. Saw a lot of people that I hadn't seen in a while, and it just feels good to be home. You know, when you're in a
Aww.
Place that you know a lot of people, and you know, so we're definitely going to need to do a blab soon, because I know we have a lot of people that's been asking about it. We need to do a video so everybody can see us live and direct. You know, I should go live on Periscope right now, but I won't until maybe after the commercial break. But we gave a lot of people a lot of good things. So think about all the people that we've had on the show. I encourage people to Google. You could find a lot of shows just by looking us up, Taste of Technology. And first, before we go further, we want to thank Robin for her sound
yes.
engineering and Mrs.
Thanks.
Howard. Yeah, we want to definitely say she's also our definite benefactor with making the show possible. So that being said, we also want to thank Stephanie Thomas of the station and just everyone who listens to us. We want to thank our fans right now, because there's a lot of people that consistently give us a call in at our call-in number and talk to us and talk us to death on social media. And I want to talk about what we talked about before in law, because a lot of people
wait,
are interested. We talked.
Hold on.
Go, wait. Go ahead. Go get the shout out. Okay.
Let me give a shout out to Danita Watson for sharing this week, and to some other people, Madison Joseph, Joseph Madison, people who are sharing and acknowledge them for their support. Thank you. Roll it.
yeah. So we don't not go without recognizing people and recognizing that this is a platform that people really like to hear about, the opportunities to use technology to their benefit. And the people that are out there right now that we know about that are in this space that needs more to know about it. These programs are here for their children, for themselves, for their education and their safety. Because law, when you think about law, a law is passed apparently most of the time to say to keep people safe, right? So when we dive into law, we talked about the robotics law for a couple of weeks, and that spawned some interesting conversation about, you know, what laws are governing robots. We had somebody that was in the studio talking about the laws that govern the copter robots they have out right now, the drones that are hovering about. So there's an immense deep, and people just need to understand how deep it is that you need to understand. If you have not checked, you need to go ahead and you might need to just go ahead and just hang up and just listen to, you know, an episode and catch up and then come back to this one because this is episode 3.
No, don't come back. Stay right here. You can listen to those in the replay later. And played in the replay. Hey, listen, everybody. I mean, before we even get started here, I'm sitting here posting stuff, as people know, as usual, before I get to what I've had happen over the last weekend. But posting stuff as usual. So you mentioned the drone guy. So we had Gerald Tukes come on the show, and he talked about drones, talked about drone law, the expansiveness of where drones were going. And he actually told someone on Instagram to check us out. So Jonathan Bertrand actually is doing or has done a documentary on this very topic. He connected us with Drone Media, drone guy Gerald Tukes.
Gerald Tukes from GT Aerial Pro.
Mm-hmm. And they did this out in January. Well, exact same topic we're covering right now. Kid you not. I just watched the video 15 minutes. So he is going to be joining us on next week to go into a part two of this very episode. Because this, after I watched his video, made me think. I said, oh, this is even more expansive than where we were going with this today. So
right.
Next week we're going to bring on a guest to talk about social media law part two. In the space of where we are right now, we're talking about the things in social media that we don't really talk about. Like, why do we talk to the people on social media and they won't talk to us back? Why do these people have our information and they will not turn around and give us theirs? So we'll get into that in just a minute. Who governs the laws on social media? But first, a way to get worse, since you're here in Atlanta, I'm going to tell you about what I did this week. So, drum roll. Hey.
Boom, boom, boom.
Cairo Queen here, your favorite tech socialite, went to a few events this week, actually. It was kind of bananas.
Okay.
One event was Paracon, and I was on the panel. I saw the panel. There, I was the only female on the whole panel. And
I see that.
I slayed it so much I got a hashtag for some people on Periscope telling me about how I slayed the tech conversation. People were literally running me over because they were like, you know, people are not talking about technology the way that you were
Cairo.
Talking about it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hashtag.
So, I slay Cairo. So just like media is going out there where everyone is enveloped right now with a brouhaha that a media giant has put out by the name of Beyonce. So, I mean, the whole conversation, the way that they have been able to shape media right now, just by putting out this record and this movie that she has out. Think of how when we talk about law, how pervasive the internet is and how once you have a hold of that and are able to use that to your benefit, how powerful that is. And just as that could be a power for good, that also could be a power for bad. So
it can absolutely be a power for good. And ironically, I want to plug the video. We'll get into that in a moment, but, the second event I went to was the Rise Women on the Rise brunch. And it was funny because, and I'm going to tell this story, people will not know this who were there, but I was there and ran into the family for American Technologies. Do you know about American Technologies?
Absolutely not.
Okay. American Technologies is a 20-year-old company of African-American-owned techies. Like, they're a family,
okay,
just like your family. It was ironic.
Okay.
I told them, I said right, you were like Juarez. Juarez has all girls.
Mm. Yeah.
All girls, and he's raising them up, you know, with the ability to code, and their mathematics family, very
absolutely
educated group of young ladies. And I told
wait,
him,
wait, before you finish that, let me finish. Before you finish that, I want to say a simple premise that people have to understand. You can get better every single day. Every day is a new opportunity to do something different. I made a conscious decision from when I was younger and I had kids. I said I was going to raise them up in a way that I knew made sense to me. So no Chinese toys all about. It was engineering. It was a snap kit. It was something that I could teach them something about something that they could always have. And knowledge is something that somebody will never take away from you. So go ahead. Just had to say
never
that.
Take it away from you. So, you know, it was really exciting that we were standing there, and my intention actually when I went was not to do what I actually wound up doing. I was going to help with the magazine because, of course, I'm writing. I went and I met Mario Armstrong at Paracon. I'll be writing and releasing my first article on tomorrow about Mario Armstrong from the Today Show, who's the tech guru for the Today Show, and we had a great time at Paracon, I tell you.
Okay.
Thanks to Jay Stone. Met some interesting people. Big shout out to Roger Lopez here at Georgia Tech from a lot of the huge tech companies here in Atlanta. He's connected to all of them. Big conversation with him. Big, good conversation with him. Or as I didn't even tell you about that, but I'll tell you later.
Right.
But yeah, so I was at the Women on the Rise brunch, and Daniel Fowler, who is the founder of American Technology, which is a tech media company,
okay,
and they provide all sorts of media services in addition to coding and creating websites. So his daughter is the CEO. And
okay,
I'm a fabulous young lady, highly intellectual, and they're a family of about five people, five children, two parents, of course. And
right,
go to their website, American Technologies, you'll see how awesome it really is. They cover media for colleges. They do all sorts of events. They do all sorts of stuff. So I walk in. I'm sitting at the table talking to somebody. He says, hey, you, I need you to go get up on the microphone and interview people. And I looked at him and I was like, how does he even know I can interview people? This man is known me from a can of paint. We happen to be Facebook friends, but sent me to the microphone to go and interview people. I thought that was hilarious. So,
okay,
ironically, we killed it. Killed the interview.
All right, of course. Of course.
I interviewed people like Sonia Booker. We interviewed some high-end people from Pepsi. And really great conversations. So that information will be coming out from Rise magazine. Now today we do dig into this space of the laws pertaining to social media, because of course for everybody who hasn't tuned in, we've been covering a series of tech law. So this is the series where you can call in and give your two cents, because I guarantee you nobody else is going to allow you to contribute in this space. So call in to 347-633-9769. You have to press 1 in order to speak on air. Again, the number for you to call and get in on this conversation today is 347-633-9769. Press number 1, and then we will have the fabulous Robin, who is our sponsor and our sound engineer, to acknowledge that you are there, and we'll bring you on. And that being said, Juarez, did you have anything else before we roll into that?
No, I had a lot else. It's more than anything. It's something, because I tell you, when I think about, you talk about me and how I raise my kids, right? But it's something you have to be deliberate about, and it starts from making a deliberate decision to do something different, right? So just like the snap kits that I have been preaching for a lot of people, it just is a way that when the kids were younger, they were able to snap things together. And it had a battery. It had things that snapped together. That's like a circuit. Then it had something on the other end, a radio, a light, something, you know what I'm saying? So from a young age, they get to understand, okay, this is a problem. You know what I'm saying? This is, something's broke. And then you have to say, well, you got to figure it out. So when the time they get older, now they know, you know, they know not to put something electric or metal in the electric outlet. They know, you know, the concept that if something broke, it has to be the wire, or it has to be the battery, or it has to be the component itself, right? So it's how you step forth to say, I'm going to teach this child and raise them up on some things that just is not everyday nowadays, but is just something that's concrete that's going to be here.
And that is absolutely something
rocket
that,
science.
You know, if you are if you are a parent, this and this is huge because this pertains a lot to the conversation that we're going to have today. If you're a parent, knowing the components of technology are going to be imperative to the livelihood of your children.
Right.
And when we come back, I'll tell you why. We're going to take a quick commercial break. It's that time right now. Thank you to my co-host, my other host, Juarez Jackson, and to the sound of the show, our engineer, Robin Howard. Thank you to Stephanie Thomas. Thank you to WXRP Radio. We will be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. You can call in.
I'm the host, by the way. She's just the co-host. Don't listen to her.
Yeah, excuse me. That's right. His name is
Top Billing. Milk is chilling.
I was switching around.
What more can I say? I heard that.
We'll be
it's
back.
All good.
We'll be back.
Bless.
We'll be back.
Hi, ladies and gents. This is Cairo Queen from Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. We're on every single Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, if you want to tune in to us, you want to call us, you want to be a sponsor, reach out to me. You can email me at cairoqueen@gmail.com. That's cairoqueen@gmail.com. Yes, I know. Okay, well, maybe, you know, you may not want to just be on air. You may want to be a sponsor, and you may want to have your own segment in the show. That's a possibility. All you got to do is become a sponsor, and you can join a part of our show. You can even have a commercial done for you. Now, all you have to do to make that happen is contact me directly at 707-500-0198. That number again is 707-500-0198. And it's Cairo Queen. Cairo like Egypt, Queen like Elizabeth. Contact me. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And see you on Tuesday. Bye now.
Are you in need of a high-quality video for your next event, your single, or your business? Well, you're in luck. TC Productions will give you a high-quality video for an affordable price. For more information, call 678-744-3908. Or visit www.tcpvid.com. And if you're an indie artist, TC Productions is offering a high-quality viral music video for only $150. That's right, only $150. Call and set up your appointment today. www.tcpvid.com or 678-744-3908.
Pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up. Walk in there. Pipe it up. Hey,
so
I think
you
we
off
are
a bit.
Back. Throw me off.
I'm going to throw you off a little bit. I'm going to read you. I thought you were going to say something when we came in, but I'm going to read to you something that I wrote for my quote this week. And it said, the time will come when social media will be seen as a utility and no longer just a social option. Who regulates what is done with our data in the USA? We will soon realize that we have just had entirely too much data being shared, and it will too be too late to be pulled back. So, statement being, social media will be a utility. And I thought about this. When the telephone companies were invented, they were a specific service, right? And they were something that was on trial. Well, people had to have a telephone. and
right.
telephones were no longer optional. People had to have them to communicate because society adopted them as the number one means of communication. And if
right.
you're out there listening, we are in
Man.
The same space with social media right now.
Let me tell you, we have a caller. There are people listening. We
Already.
Do have a caller. So I want to bring our caller online and see who the caller is. Caller?
Hello?
Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. Who do we have online with us?
Hey, you got to turn down your background music, caller. You sound like you're in a club or something. Caller, turn down your black. Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, we can hear you. Well, what do you
okay.
have to say, caller?
Oh, no. My name is Jonathan Bertrand. I'm actually one of the guests for next week.
Jonathan.
Hey, yes,
Hello,
you did. How's it going, Jonathan?
I'm going very well. I was calling just to make reference when you said that social media is going to be a norm. I was calling to just say that I honestly believe that is definitely true because it is so accessible. In today's world, and the fact that it is in our hands almost 24/7,
right?
And it's
right.
right next to us as we sleep, when we wake up, and I even
right.
created a project called The Social Networking Effect: What's Your Story, to
mm-hmm.
talk about how social media, you know, affects us in our everyday lives and how, you know, it's addicting. Leading to social media addiction, and I think it's a necessity that over time we start teaching these things in schools. And I even
mm-hmm.
have a foundation called the Global
right.
Touch Foundation Inc. And we're trying to bring
okay.
awareness towards things like that. And I'm glad that you guys are talking about.
Right, take a deep
media.
Breath, Jonathan.
Oh,
you're going to be here talking. I'm hearing you,
excited.
And you're taking deep breaths because we do this
sorry.
All the time, and this is exactly what we're talking about. This is you
yes.
are you have everything lined up, dotted all I's, crossed all T's, because
sorry,
that's exactly what no that's where we're at right now, and I'm glad that you're as excited as you are, because that is really imperative that we inform people of this and let people know how pervasive it is in their life, right? And how
yeah.
it's not even, I think, in the future, it's right now. So when you can have companies that sell software as a service being a
yeah.
major proponent of a lot of businesses. So if you think about one of the major business in America would be selling manufacturing. Okay, we're talking about from weapons to food and to all of the in-between. We still do, as far as if you look at the money we make off of manufacturing, we have all this different money. And there's so many different systems like ERP, if people understand that that's just a software that they could learn and get a whole bunch of money off of mastering a software, right, that people are selling. And the people that are developing these softwares and going and implementing these softwares, the ones like they have at the hospitals, they're making, you know, upper six figures easily, you know, right, upper ones and twos. So, and people have to know that this is right now, this is happening.
Yes, sir. I mean, another thing is too, to add on that too, they also have this new company in Texas called SnapTrends. In Orlando,
okay.
Florida, which is my hometown, they actually just renewed their contract that actually publicly tracks students that take home their devices. Through
mm-hmm.
Orange County schools for only $18,000 a year. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, being a student that was, well, 2 years removed out of high school, it was amazing to see, you know, my brothers and cousins take home the same kind of technology, knowing that they're
right.
being tracked so publicly. Not, you know,
mm-hmm.
they don't even know the effects of them actually being tracked. And, you know, they
wow.
even said, Big Brother, you know, they even said Big Brother in the actual news report, and it just
mm-hmm.
blew me because I'm like, you know, this is the new age, and Zuckerberg always says we're trying to connect the global community, and it bothers
Absolutely.
Me because I'm like, that is the next step, and to me, you know, a connected world where everybody's always being monitored, like Alex Huxley, where they talk about, you know, a utopia, always being connected,
right.
giving people what they want and how
right.
they want it, and communication, and always being in the
yep. Exactly. And see, what you're talking about is not only you're giving it to them as far as visual, they have it in their hands, as far as 87% have the smartphone, right? Or they have it in social media on their tablets. And so the interconnectedness also breeds the control, because
yes.
the concentration on what's important it goes to that 80-20 rule. There's going to be 80% of people that's not going to be focusing on what the 20% knows needs to be get done to forward the generation and to get things going, right? Because it's a big system that's designed to basically keep that system going, to keep people entertained, to keep people, you know, whatever service you're going to provide. And a lot of times, like I said at the beginning, it doesn't always have to be good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, Jonathan, now what we can do, we can have you do a little bit about what we're going to talk about next week, but okay. I'd rather if you call back and then we'll do your show next week.
Oh, we're going to have him on both weeks. Jonathan, he's clicking on all cylinders. He is, I'm telling you, because he's saying, and people have to understand that this is once you see the need and how big of a chasm it is and how much that, you know, I was just at the Taste of Rock Stockbridge out here, and I was just, you know, nice event. They had, you know, vending trucks and all that. But when I was at the event, I was like, all I'm seeing is these kids that had came from me knowing them from, you know, like the athletics, the swimming, the football, the, you know, everything that was athletic. But I was like, these aren't the people that I'm seeing in the mathematics, like the hours code, the girls code, all these things that are out there to help STEM and get people to have this baseline knowledge where the future is going to be dictated by being able to write a script and do whatever you need to do. Versus, you know, sports and all those athletic things. People need to understand it's the 80-20 rule in effect.
So where I was when I started, I said, we are now going to be in a place where social media will be seen as a utility. And what I was explaining is that Ma Bell was a phone company, and Ma Bell was so big that it had to be broken up. And so when we look now, we've said this, I think, 4 weeks in a row now because of my situation with Facebook. By the way, I'm writing a book called Facebook Hates Me. For everybody out there who is looking and wondering what happened with my name, I'm about to spin this in my own direction so you understand.
Right.
I'm going to put the story out. But
with
this platform, now Facebook is bigger than any population of people on the face of the planet. So when people are codependent on a product like this, it behooves the government to step in and say, hey, this has gotten too big. Why? Because if you understand, Facebook can now go and eat every company that they see as competition.
But you know what? I don't grudge Facebook. I would hope to build a company as successful as Facebook. But what I can't stand is that there's not an equal campaign by the government. If you're going to campaign about something and do, don't be wrong at Facebook. Be wrong at the schools here where you have the districts that are numerous and the intellect is few in what your ranking internationally. I'm not talking about in America. I'm talking about what American kids are ranked to the world right now as far as other things as and education. Yeah. I mean, it's disgusting, and people never talk about these subjects.
For American people in utilizing services, people have become codependent, look, as not just a product, as a necessity now, just like the Internet. The same thing we're pushing with people having access to the Internet and how they've gone out and said we need to make the Internet free and put it into taxes because Internet is something that is a product we have to have now. It's not an option anymore. Facebook, because everybody has put their product on Facebook, Facebook has now put a phone on Facebook, Facebook is now going into virtual reality, Facebook has put everything in that pocket, so we stay there all day long. And Jonathan actually has a documentary that speaks to the addiction of social media.
Yeah, that's what you were saying before, Jonathan.
Speaks to the addictions of social media.
Yes, the addiction where people, I mean, and he's even.
There's a lady who mentions about how she wakes up every morning and the first thing she does is grab her phone because she has to check social media. Now, I can actually say, and I've said this before, I slept with my laptop. My laptop was my boyfriend for a whole year.
Right.
So, I mean, literally. We are in a space and time, and we haven't even gotten to virtual yet. So So we're in the space and time where all of this connectedness, this Internet of Things, has us all sucked in, and everything that we do is codependent. There was a young lady on there, and she was in college. And, Jonathan, you can elaborate. The young lady said what about how much she checks her social media every single hour?
Every single hour. And she says that she's not addicted, but then you realize that she contradicts herself after. And then you could tell that she's addicted because she says that she doesn't use it much, but then she does.
Right.
Like an alcoholic, right?
and it's so consuming that people are, you know, enamored by people that can just go in the limelight and have some sort of charisma. So the substance that's missing right now in the character of the nation right now, people really need to get down to that, because there's a lot of great things that's happening. And the focus should be on the education, the STEM, and the great businesses that people are using to benefit people in a positive way, in an open source way, in a, everyone can benefit off of a cooperative living. And that's not happening.
And it's interesting because I look and I say, in the space of technology law, which is what this segment is about, technology law, who regulates what is done with our data? All the information, and I say this because I said this when Facebook forced me to change my name to my birth name on social media, and I keep making this point to people. If it's only a social media network, why do they have the ability to force me to put my birth name on there? If I'm not doing business with them, I'm just using it for free. If you come back and you say, I can't even get the last name of the person who made me give them my driver's license and my passport, they have my name, they have my address, they have my social security number, they have my all my friends that I'm connected to, they know everything about where I go, they know my check-ins, they know my baby pictures, they have my face digitally mapped, so anywhere I go in the country, you cannot miss me anywhere because of all the cameras everywhere. So anything that everybody ever needs to know about you in order to build or destroy you, Facebook has it online. Who are the people behind that Facebook platform that have my information? And then we know how technology reorgs every 6 months in a lot of companies. Those people are not tied to anything after they leave Facebook for maybe up to a year. But after that, they can go and take all that information and do something with it.
True.
Who's
so
regulating
we've talked
that?
About we talked about a good series that we had for a while was the biggest topic that I think that we hovered on and really concentrated on with the other topics we were talking about, the proximity sensors, where you're able to, you know, have proximity of a person and have that device trigger on a clothing store or something that just because you're beside that device, the ability for them to mine out. And then we talked about when you're searching some sites and then another thing would come up, you're on your phone and then you go on a computer and an ad, like I almost missed my flight and get my passport and I type in passport and it just pops up on the screen now, free advertisements for passports. The evasiveness of these it's a web now that people have to understand that if you decide to have your information, because it's a decision, you could be in Alaska off the web somewhere, but right now if you are living and breathing and in America, continental United States for the most part, or anywhere else in the world for the most part, you're going to be needing to understand the ramifications of being online and being able to address your identity and your safety and your kids' safety.
That is so. And ironically, and I think what we probably harp on with Jonathan is where they talk a little bit about cyberbullying, so I won't tap into that right now because that's a whole nother space. But think about all the people who are taking naked photos and pictures and passing them around, and then all the people on the other side of Facebook who are watching you do that stuff.
Right. So you look at those laws, as we talked about, as far as the sexting laws and how, you know, people get in trouble for just having it on their device. So if you look at all of this in the totality, how invasive it is that all these different things are within, you know, the devices that we have and the power that we have right now, just within our hands, to have a Wi-Fi hotspot that I talked about before, where before you would have some big component, and now it's able to power several devices. It's in your hand, right? And the same device, you can get stuff sent to you. They know all about you, right? And the ability to mind that right now is being used so much. People really don't understand how you're being sold from when you go into the grocery store and they ask you to get a card that they want you to come back and keep on using that card so they could see your spending habits and kind of try and dictate over time how much they need to buy for you to come there. Data is being used in so many ways, and people don't have to understand that it's something that you have to get a hold of, first from a budget perspective, but next from a how can I live my life where this data that's out there, how can I use it to my benefit? And that means full round protection, because you're talking about identity theft. We talked about is prevalent, and how with the clearance that I was possessing, that the government actually lost forms, and how, you know, if you can't trust the government to be, you know, safe, then you really can't trust any system to be safe. So the only way that the government systems are staying safe is because they're off the grid. They're not plugged in. They're not going to be on a open network that the internet is. So anytime you know that your child or you is on it, there is things that you have to do to protect yourself. And I think that's our focus. We've been focusing on not only protecting yourself, but also being knowledgeable about the applications that's out there and the things that's out there to be better and to do better. Because as we talked about before, we talked about the robotics laws. Robotics are programmed by these laws that they cannot kill anyone, right? That's a law, but there's programmed by the programmers that go out and have drones that drop bombs on people. So there's the gamut of good and bad that relies on us being knowledgeable, not to be susceptible to some of the things that can happen. So I covered a lot. I think people need to rewind. Yeah.
Warren said, drop the mic, ladies and gentlemen.
Drop the mic. I covered a lot.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Because, of course, there are some sponsors that probably have to be paid by this show, and we hear them every week. I could probably recite a few of them, but
okay.
We'll come right back, and our DJ MC Captain Robin Showtime will we'll go and send us to a commercial break, and we'll come right back. We'll get into this conversation from a different aspect, and we'll be back.
You've seen it on television.
I really have a passion for the image of women of color on TV.
On stage.
When you are doing Broadway, you are so talented because you can usually act, sing, dance, and write.
And in the movies.
When you're making movies, you are Hollywood royalty.
Now be prepared to be entertained as Cheryl Lee Ralph brings her special brand of entertainment to radio.
Hi there, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to another 60 Minutes with me, your diva, divinely inspired, victoriously alive radio, real talk on Diva Talk Radio.
Diva Talk Radio, talk radio that's real.
Tell you, I'm so excited. Yeah. This is Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with Warren Jackson.
Cheryl Lee Ralph. Let me tell you how I love her.
But
go ahead.
And I'm excited about Jonathan. Jonathan is a millennial, as you all could guess. And he is so he was so fired up. That was exciting. So, yes,
pipe
Lord,
it up.
I'm sorry about cutting you off. I apologize.
No, no, no. I was just saying, Cheryl Lee Ralph, very, very lovely. And
dream
I want
girl.
To say that we definitely need to support her on this station that we're on, and just big ups to the stations. You know that we have had a great opportunity to give people what they want, give the people what they need. And yes, Jonathan, you have done an excellent job of, you know, doing, I think, some real good research as far as people need to understand and take the quantitative data and say, hey, you know, take a look at yourself and see, are you really addicted? Because people would think, no, I'm just doing the regular, when, you know, I've seen pictures of people can't put their phone down. So that is something. And it takes data for some people to look at that and to prove that, you know, to themselves. But if you put them with a histogram and chart them and the actual usage of their peers, they may not even be, you know, outside of the norm for the standard distribution.
Is Jonathan still with us?
I think he dropped off. He did drop off.
Okay.
I think
okay.
I just got a message. He dropped off. But yeah, he was definitely, you know, that right there. It really typifies, I think, my whole point as far as people have to understand that it's imperative for them to look at the research, get the data for themselves, you know, and try to be that 20%. You know, that's all you can do in your life is be that 20%. And don't, you know, follow fashion or follow crowds. So there's a lot of opportunity for people to get knowledge on the aspect of, you know, what technology is bringing them and what kind of things they need to immerse themselves in. Because coding is where it's at. You know, that's the mainstay of all the background of what we're talking about. I've often talked about Van Jones. He had a conversation on free speech.
Right.
He talks about, yeah, you know, when he, I think it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, I just got off a flight and saw it. And the first thing he said was that he walked into a room and he asked anybody, had they ever downloaded anything from a phone and, you know, basically built an app. And everybody raised their hand. And he said, all right, put your hand up if you have ever built an app. And everybody's hand went down, you know? So everybody's hand goes up, and they stay there, right? So
yeah, that's
people have to, you know, have to understand that you have choices in your life to really just, you know, from day one, day two, just make a, you know, and it's from the data. It's from how, you know, you take these numbers and look at what does that say and what is it telling me? You know, they all should be a course correct. I'll give some
something.
Hold on real quick. I'm gonna give something. Yeah, I wanna get into that, but before that I wanna give somebody something applicable out there. I felt this in my spirit. This is applicable for somebody right there. Okay? So I read this book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And it really talked about how do you really get yourself to where you're circumspect, you're looking at yourself and you're always paying attention to how you're coming across, how people are, you know, basically how you're getting your point across, right? You want to look outside yourself. And I read another book called How to Be Brilliant. It gave a different spin. It talked about talking to people all the while, just talking to people. But then not only that, it had a concept called the life wheel. And the life wheel was something where you could just imagine a piece of paper and you draw a circle. You have a dot in the middle. And then from the dot, you put things that are important as lines down to the end of the circle, right? So you put different lines in there, and each line represents something that you care about, right? Could be family, could be God, could be wealth, could be anything you want it to be, exercise, food. It could be anything you want it to be. So what you need to do is, on a regular basis, be circumspect and you look at those spokes, and then you rate yourself. So each spoke has, think of it like a 1 to 100 or 1 to 10 with 10 little checks. And then you could say, well, okay, for the gym, I may have been an 8 this month. You know, my birthday was last month. I'm still getting over that hump. I may have been an 8. I want to be a 10 next month, you know, because that's something that I care about. So then I would think about, okay, what else around here? Where have I rated myself on these stripes, these spokes? And then when you finish, you would draw a line from each of these spokes around in a circle, but not a quite circle, drawn from one to the other. So then hopefully what you try to do eventually is get more spokes, get more things you care about, and also get to where it's more expanded like a circle. That's something applicable. Somebody could bring that and use that. And it's just an easy look at the data points and get better. Boom, there it is. Big up my man, Steve Rollins. Free Steve.
Thank you, Juarez. The reason why we are doing this show is to talk to you all about tech law and why you need to be paying attention to the law in technology, because
right.
These things are getting ready to affect you now, and they will be affecting you in the future. When you're looking, you're saying, what is going on with social media? Social media right now is affecting you. How so? All of your data is inside of social media. But not only that, what happens when a company can now go into your social media and, because you were inside of their office, go and look through and comb through your social media while you're not there anymore because you technically gave them permission to? What happens when you start having personal dialogue and your information gets spewed out because you just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time sharing that information? Whose fault is that? Whose fault is it that your information gets leaked? And then Who do you sue? Who do you sue?
And
can you
so
put them on ripoff report?
Yeah, there's
who do you
this.
Sue?
And we talked about those sites that don't bring people down after they're reported, you know, that they have scam reports and all those things. That even if it's a business that doesn't deserve the report, they're going to be up there anyway because those are hosted outside of U.S., so people are not going to respond to that, right? So, I'm here getting distracted. I'm sorry, everyone. I lost my train of thought, but I'm back again. All right, so I'm over here, and I'm being real with this subject. This subject is something that's near and dear to me, and I'm here. I had to jump in my car because I'm sorry, I'm in transit, but you talk about, you know, the first thing is like you never have to give someone permission, right? So you can be that person in Alaska that's outside of the web and not corresponding. But as soon as you understand that, okay, I'm not that guy, I'm not going to be, in the woods somewhere with my shotgun, then you have to understand that, okay, then I'm in. So what does in mean? That means I'm in like Flynn. I'm going to have to be all in and understand the repercussions. And that's what I wanted to say. Back to my train of thought.
Where are you today, Juarez? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're in this space now where we're trying to get you to focus on technology law and the laws that apply to you in social media. Now, here's the thing. You have children who are 7 years old, 8 years old, 9 years old, and you have given them a phone, and you allow them to take that phone to school, and they go and they have all sorts of things being sent to them. And guess what? Sometimes those things are not legitimate for a child to have. Well, guess what? That does not mean that that child cannot still get in trouble for having that stuff on their phone.
Right.
Apropos conversation would be the children in Colorado who were sexting online and they were sending information back and forth. They literally were charged, and many of them were charged with being sex offenders at
Colorado.
Teenage level. Now, you have to carry a sex offender identity throughout the rest of your life, meaning you can't go 1,000 feet. That means them getting married, them going to college graduation, high school graduation. You can't be in the proximity of children.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be in the proximity of certain. Think about that. Think about how big that is, because they don't know the laws pertaining to social media. Why? Because these laws don't exist. So when we're talking about creating parameters, and yes, we have this platform, and you get on the platform, and they'll kick you off for certain things, and then we'll have the troll brigades that come out and start yelling at people for chasing you out and telling you how gorgeous your boobs look when you're doing a broadcast. We do have those clans of people that do that. But at the same time,
they do that to me too.
Warren, we love your bald head. bald is hot. Look, so we're in that space, and we get these trolls that come out. And these are people who, a lot of times, they're 20-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, and they'll get on to adult platforms and have adult conversations. They're having business dialogue,
right.
And they'll come out. A good example, and I think I said this before on here, I was doing a broadcast about technology on Google Hangouts. And some little boy from some other country decided he wanted to get on the dialogue, got on video, and started jacking off. He showed everybody his video on my broadcast. I promise you. And so I sat there and I giggled for a minute, but then I thought, I can't have it on my platform because
that qualifies
this platform for a child.
That is crazy. Know.
So who's responsible?
So these are
laws that have to be put in place. Who gets in trouble for that stuff?
I really lost my train of thought. That was before it was planned, but now I'm like, I had something to say too. I passed.
Sorry.
I'm tapped out. I'm like,
it's okay.
Really?
Warren
no,
is a
seriously.
Hardworking man, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm saying, but seriously, just how open it is. And once you know you've provided access, right, and you have access and everyone has access, you know, it has to be to a point where people start looking at that and treating it differently. You know, we cannot let the TV raise our kids. We cannot let the media raise our kids, you know. It was like a nay, nay, and whip session when that song came on. It was a nay, nay, and whip session when I was like, okay, everybody, you know, old people, young people, you know, they in the mirror just nay nay and whipping, huh? You know, no disrespect to Silence. A nice song. I respect your hustle, right? But again, just media and what people are concerned with on the day to day, and you know, same kind of emphasis I want people to put in their books. Anyone want to challenge me to a spell off? I'm here because I'm well knowledgeable about big words, and I can use them properly. Don't get the wrong side of me. You got to be knowledgeable.
My God.
Don't let me get to them
a
patois, y'all.
This is the other side of Warren Jackson we have not seen ever.
In a while.
Look, we're excited about this. This is a series that we're doing. We're going to bring Jonathan Bertrand back next week. He's going to get into the segment of talking about cyberbullying. Now, this was a conversation we would have had with cyber technology in our old cyber technology segment that we used to have on anti-hack. But this in itself is a whole dialogue because cyberbullying actually extends the people picking on other people. Because, see,
right.
My thought was, and so you all understand, two shows ago, somebody put a threat to me on social media for something petty. Mm. It was a petty, petty conversation. They gave me a threat. And I said, oh, no, you didn't. Do you know who I am? You don't understand. Because, see,
Cairo Queen gets gangsta.
In the world of social media, the only thing that you have to do to somebody is say the wrong thing, and even if it's incorrect, it is now law. Why? Because another person now knows it. Once another person knows it, that person can go and do what? What's the thing we always do?
Run,
share.
Go tell.
We go share that information and spread
Run,
news.
Go tell that.
You can
to
get
your bread
destroyed
out.
On social media from somebody's one-word indication. And I
yeah,
could
man,
have
you
said
know,
one wrong thing, and it was
back in the
over.
Day, it used to be like, you know, when we used to, I remember some people I used to fight back in the day. All this one youth I see that we used to fight, and we're good friends now. And I'm talking about your fist fight to that, your friends a couple weeks down the road. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, right now I can see why people are getting shot so prolifically. There's no interaction as far as just, you know, being around each other. Instead, it's a virtual reality going to encapsulate what people are doing, because we talked about how people are falling in love online and how people are. So the next step is where it's a virtual reality that people are now just so into it. They just don't even have to get out to them bed because they just feel like, oh, I got to be in this virtual world that I have built or has been built for me.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, the world is becoming more and more virtual in the space that we're operating in. And it is something that we have to speak to, like we spoke about on the panel. You know, we're going to start formulating businesses in the virtual world. These will be things, especially with 360-degree immersion in virtual reality, we will be in a space of forming virtual lives, our virtual self, our virtual identity, virtual family, virtual connection, virtual everything, which is why Facebook purchased Oculus, because they already knew this is the direction where we were going. Everything will be able to be absorbed in the virtual world. Everything,
right.
Which is why this IoT is so important. The Internet of Things is so important because everything will be connected. We're doing
just drop
that
it
intentionally.
Out there.
We're doing it intentionally. And so now
yeah.
in this cyberspace of social media, and think about what those words mean. Social media didn't used to mean your business, but now it does. Social media didn't used to mean your whole family personal information, but now it
does. Now it does.
Social media didn't mean your ex-boyfriend, and now that you're married, is now contacting you every day, but now it does. Social media didn't stand for, you know, the stalker who is stalking you from some other country and is a cyber hacker and now can turn around and take all the pictures you accidentally sent to them when you thought that he was cute online and you said, oh,
hashtag.
I'm going to send my boobies because nobody knows that he's looking. Yes, somebody knows because you sent it online. And guess what? He just sent it viral.
Social
so
media didn't mean a lot of things. That's the hashtag right there.
Life.
Yeah.
And
hashtag
so that's
social
why
media didn't mean. Absolutely.
Social media did mean. But now
whole,
what does that
yep.
mean? And where are the laws at for us right now? And next week when we bring Jonathan back on, Jonathan from a millennial standpoint is going to tell us what they're going through with cyberbullying, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what these laws mean. So we'll have social media law part two next week, cyberbullying. That'll be our conversation. So everybody, social media part two, cyberbullying. Make sure you're ready to call in, because as you can see, Jonathan was on fire, Juarez is on fire, Cairo Queen is on fire, and this is
fire.
The end of the show. Juarez, drop the plug for Father True, and I'm going to drop my plug too.
And we're out like that. So, FatherTrue.com. Drop the mic.
Drop the mic.
True.
And Warren is
going phonetically
to take a nap,
correct.
Ladies and gentlemen. He has not slept in 48 hours. 48 hours, and Warren is tired. So, that's why he's making all these jokes. So, he's very funny. He's funny. He's funny. So,
am I funny to you?
All right,
so drop your plug. What do we need to contact you, Cairo Queen?
So, please, we're now looking for more sponsors. Not only are we doing a camp, the aeronautic professor is doing a family STEM camp. This summer, we are looking for sponsors for a family STEM camp. We have women's panels coming up. We have women in technology, HR, development courses. We have all sorts of things that are coming through the International Cyber Technology Chamber of Commerce under A Taste of Technology, or with A Taste of Technology, the platform. We are doing live interactive platform, and we are ready to take this on the road. So for those of you who are excited about drone camps, we do have those coming also. We have everything coming up this summer, and we're ready to rock. We're joining a mom who blogs. We got GT Aerial Pros. We got all sorts of people who are collaborating with us in this space, and more to come. I can't drop the rest of the names yet, but that's the lineup. And we'll have more interviews and more panels. And, yes, we're moving to video. We can't stay
right.
here
that's right.
and not be in video too. So we're going to probably add another show on another day to go into video, unless we can do one earlier or later in the evening on Tuesday.
We'll work it out.
We'll figure it out. So Cairo Queens Taste of Technology, Juarez,
that's
Jackson,
right.
Juarez, off the
like
chain today.
I could have dropped more, but I just needed to drop the mic because, you know, everyone loves me because I love everyone. Reciprocate the love, everyone, and keep it going.